You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, rolling along here on a Wednesday, July 2nd. Yesterday was Canada Day, and the Blue Jays celebrated by pounding my Yankees. Obviously, the 4th of July coming up on Friday. We'll be off here on WGR Sports Radio 550, but not until then. We got today, we got tomorrow. I was just reading an article, and I mentioned to Joe Calley, who's producing today. I just happened to come across it. Apparently, Chuck E. Cheese is opening adult arcades. Like, all right, this sounds pretty cool. Now, there's adult arcades everywhere, but, you know, if you grew up with that in that time period, you're like, ooh, I remember playing and getting all the tickets. That it goes back to when I was a kid, actually, Chuck E. Cheese. But it did get me to wonder, Joe, what was your go-to arcade game? What's always been your go-to arcade game when you run into an arcade? You say, if they got that, I'm playing it.
I'm a big Stacker guy.
I have no idea what Stacker is.
So it's like the cubes that move across back and forth, and you have to, like, line them up and stack the next row on top, and if you miss it, they like drop down and you only have two blocks to work with then, and it like lessens the higher you get up there to make it harder. Oh. And it moves faster. You know what I'm talking about now?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've seen games like this on the phone. People play games like this all the time, different kinds of games, right? Like this. And yeah, then you have, like, it kind of sounds a little bit like Tetris in a way where you're not fitting the shapes, but you have to make sure that you get everything done quick enough for the row, I guess, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, like, absolutely.
So it sounds like one of those types of games. Paul Hamilton joins me right now on the Wester Hotline. He's at Sabres Development Camp. What about you, Paul? What was your go-to arcade game as a kid when you went into an arcade?
I played Donkey Kong a lot.
Ooh, yeah.
I can't think of the name of the one that I played probably a little bit more. The one with the spaceships that kind of keep coming
Asteroids.
Down. Asteroids. Thank you. Those were the two basically...
Oh, the one coming down. What was that? Is that Asteroids? What's that one?
What was it called? Asteroids.
Is that Galaga? That's Galaga.
Yes, that's what it was called.
Me
that's
too.
Correct.
I love Galaga. We're on the same page here. You have that. You have Asteroids. You have Centipede. Those are, you know, Pac-Man.
Yeah, I
those
play
are
Centipede the, sometimes.
See, now we're showing our age here, Paul, right? I mean, these are the ones, like, these are the classic arcade games when you went in as a kid and you played. And then if you got high enough score, we put our initials. You couldn't put P Ham. You couldn't do that. What did you put for your regular initials?
Just PSH.
If you were the, okay, I got it. Because I would put Sal. I wouldn't put my initials. ABSAC. I'm not putting Sack. I'm putting Sal. Right. It makes more sense if I do that. So that's why I do that. All right. Enough on that. I just opened the door up completely to get roasted here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Paul Hamilton is down at Sabres Development Camp. It continues today. We will hear from General Manager Kevin Adams. Paul will. He'll be in a scrum with him a little bit later this hour. We're hoping to turn that sound around for you so you can all hear what Kevin Adams has to say. Paul, what are the questions? You know, what are the topics? What's everybody going to be wondering from Kevin Adams? I would assume Bo Byram is top of mind, like when I said to you last week that J.J. Paterka would be top of mind. But what do we need to get to here with Kevin Adams with the media?
Yeah, Bo Byram definitely wears that stand. What is he looking at with that? You know, talk about, we'll talk about the guys, you know, like guys like Lyon, and where are you at with Alex Tuch? As far as, because he can be re-signed now. What are the options? Talk about the market itself. There really wasn't a market all that great of a market. This is a year where players wound up re-signing right before, Brock Besser. Nobody thought he was going to re-sign with the Vancouver Canucks, and before free agency started, he did. The Florida Panthers signed all three of their guys. I thought at least one of those guys would hit the free agent market. None of them did. So it's really been it was a very different July 1st, where most of the free agents that you might want to consider were off the market by the time it had. Now, Nikolai Ehlers is still a guy that's there. It came out, Elliot Friedman had said that he probably wouldn't make a decision until today at the earliest. But, that certainly would be a very good pickup for the Buffalo Sabres. But there were reports last year when the Sabres were trying to trade for him and the Jets wound up not trading him at all, that part of the problem was, he would not sign a long-term deal if he came here. That also, I read that was a problem with Dobson, that wound up in Montreal this year, that, when Paterka was still around, it's like, well, he's not going to sign a long-term deal here, so there's not much point in trading for him. So, but that's the thing that really struck me more than probably any other year that I can remember. Basically, the free agents were off the market before the market opened, except for very few, or the middling free agents, but the top ones that everybody was talking about.
Paul Hamilton here on the Wester Hotline. His reports on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Well, Paul, I take a different approach to this particular topic, which is, if a guy's not going to sign here long-term, I do understand you don't want to give up a valuable asset if you're just going to have a rental and you're not really fighting for a Stanley Cup. I understand that. I want to call him a rental in that situation. However, I also have the thought of, but if you're for the Buffalo Sabres, I think you have to start trying to get people here, get them in the building, and doing what you can to convince them to stay, because that's how things can start changing. Am I wrong to think that way?
Well, the problem is you're still having people that are asking to leave. J.J. Paterka wasn't convinced after playing here for 3 years. Bo Byram, for different reasons, doesn't seem convinced. I don't know if Alex Tuch is convinced. Kevin Adams said that Tuch wants to be here and Tuch knows how much he's valued. Those negotiations, I'm sure, have started or are about to start. That's the gold standard right there. He was so excited when he was traded here from the Vegas Golden Knights to come to a team that was his team growing up, living in Syracuse, and was here all the time watching games. And he couldn't have been more excited to be a Buffalo Sabre. And now we don't know. I mean, has the excitement worn off? Has it not? Is he very much interested in signing long term? Does he want to wait and see what's happening? He can do that if he wants. He can play out the season and, wait and see, because he's under contract this season. So, take a look at it next year. But if you do that, you don't trade him at the trade deadline. Now you've got an asset that might walk for nothing. So that's the thing right there. What you're talking about, try to convince him. If you can't convince Alex Tuch, who are you going to convince? I mean, with the way things are set up right now.
Tell us a little bit about Justin Danforth and where he fits in, Paul.
He's a smaller player, but he's fast. He's a pain in the neck. He gets in on the forecheck. He's always in your face. He's a very good forechecker and, grades out pretty well for you. Not the guy that is going to be, a 20-goal scorer for you. I mean, it's just another guy that, will be out there with Krebs or Doan or Malenstein or that group. But certainly a guy that I think fans will like just because, the way he plays and the tenacity he plays with.
Sabres, a year ago this week, traded for Ryan McLeod. So anything can happen during this week, as we know. We're awaiting the Bo Byram situation, how that resolves itself. But speaking of McLeod, they have signed him to a 4-year contract, annual average value of $5 million. How does that hit you, that particular contract for Ryan McLeod? Pretty fair for both sides, or do you like it one way or the other?
I wondered how that was going to go just because he had a career year, but it's only been 1 year. So how do you handle that in a contract negotiation? I mean, his high in goals was 12, and then he scores 20. And, what does that mean when you're trying to talk a contract for him? And I personally believe that he can do it again. I think he can be a 20-goal scorer on a consistent basis. I liked what I saw from him last year. And for him, it's not just the points that he might accumulate. It's the speed that he brings to the lineup more than anybody else. I mean, there are many that feel he's the second fastest guy in the NHL behind McDavid. And, he brings that speed. He brings the two-way game, where, you can put him out against any line and he can do well. He can kill penalties for you. He can, if you need him, jump up in the top six if somebody's injured for a few games if he has to. So, I think that's a good contract. And I suppose it could blow up in their face. I suppose it could – last year could have been an anomaly if you – held my feet to the fire and said, well, do you think he can continue? I think he can. I think he can be a consistent 20-goal scorer in this league and be a good two-way player. So, I think that was a fair contract.
I know the Sabres want to be harder to play against. That's kind of some of the moves they've aimed to make here. I also think they've kind of gotten faster here over the last, if you want to even go back to Norris, that trade, what they did, obviously McLeod before that last year, but even in the offseason here, feels like they've gotten a little bit more speed, a little bit faster in all the moves that they've made overall. It seems like that's something they wanted to gear towards.
Yeah, and starting with Clifton, I've talked about this many times that Lindy Ruff is going to have more of a say in roster construction, and almost everything I see has Lindy Ruff written on it. You saw how upset Lindy Ruff got last year with the penalty situation, and the Sabres just couldn't stop. Well, who were some of the main violators? Connor Clifton, Sam Lafferty, not here anymore. The turnovers leading to goals, leading to your team being 29th in the league in goals against, and just pretty bad defensively. Well, again, some of the guys that lost ice time maybe were put in the press box a couple of times for those types of plays, they aren't here anymore. And and some of the signings I see kind of has Lindy Ruff written all over it. To have a guy, Kesselring, I think is a guy that Lindy Ruff will definitely like on his defense and, with what he wants to try to build here. So that, even Danforth, somebody we talked about, I think is somebody they look at as an upgrade over Lafferty, and they were able to trade Lafferty. Lafferty never was what he was the year before when he played for the Vancouver Canucks. Now, he also played some center with the Vancouver Canucks and didn't play a lot of center with the Buffalo Sabres. But, so a lot of what's going on, and even, with the qualifying offers, Bernard Docker, I keep mm-hmm. saying if Lindy Ruff wanted him on the team, he would have been on the team. They would have qualified him, and he would have been on the team. But who signed a contract is Johnson, and Ryan Johnson is a guy who turned into a good shutdown defenseman in Rochester last year that they would put out in those situations. And, now I ask myself, does Lindy Ruff, would he rather have Ryan Johnson in that spot instead of Bernard Docker? And, you know, so those types of things. I think, you know, you look to Lindy Ruff's and what he wants on his roster and what he wants his roster to look like.
Yeah, Ryan Johnson's always been an interesting guy to me because I feel like he should maybe be in the NHL by now. He hasn't. Is that just too impatient on my part, or is this kind of where does the do you think the organization stands with him, and what have you seen from him when he's played?
Well, he's older because he spent 4 years at Minnesota. You know, mm-hmm. most college guys, especially drafted in the first round, don't usually go for the whole 4 years. So that makes him older, and you know, he accounted for himself okay when he was here. In Buffalo, but then the first time he was up, he was really good, and then he started slipping. And I think a lot of that was going from a college season to a pro season. That messes up a lot of players. And I think when we got past the 40-45 game range, he started losing it a little bit. But last year, you know, it seems like he really grew into his own down in Rochester and might be ready for the assignment to be back into the National Hockey League.
Yeah, he'll be 24 at the end of this month. So you're right, older for a player in his like kind of pro situation, not an older player necessarily by age, might be time for him to kind of take a role in Buffalo, and we'll see what happens. Speaking of guys in Rochester and taking a role in Buffalo, Devon Levi's situation is interesting because they do sign Alex Lyon. Look, if Devon Levi were to beat out, let's say, quote-unquote, air quotes, beat out Alex Lyon for a spot in Buffalo, does that even guarantee him to be in Buffalo? Because they may still feel, Paul, you know what? We still got to have this kid play. Yeah, he might have been better than him. He might have beat him out, but unless he really wows our socks off and we know that we can trust him to play 25, 30 games, we're going to have to put him in Rochester because that's the only way he's going to really develop. Would that be a fair way to assess it?
Yeah, I think so. And they have to develop players properly. And Johnson has gotten the chance to go down there. Levi has gotten the chance now to go down there and play for a season and a half, and it looks like he might get more. You know, just they have to be able to go down and like Kulik did. I think Kulik was developed properly, well over 100 games in the American Hockey League. I like Oslin here. I thought he played pretty well, and I think he should start in Rochester. You know, he got hurt, so you might say he only had a half a season in Rochester. Hellenius really came on as the season went on in Rochester, but I still think, you know, there's more to come as far as development goes down there. And, you know, the two Russian defensemen, you know, one's been there a couple of years, one year. And so I think maybe they've learned the lessons of Dylan Cousins never played in the American Hockey League. Samuelson hardly played in the American Hockey League. You know, just a lot of guys who they rushed up here way too quickly, and it didn't work out for them.
Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline. Paul, obviously the Bo Byram situation, top of mind. One of the interesting parts of this is a team could offer sheet, right? But the Sabres, as we've said many times, shouldn't be interested in a bunch of draft picks. At that point, would you think maybe the team would just match the offer sheet and say, look, he's a good player, and we'll just have him, and then when the time comes, maybe we can trade him? Or do you think they would be interested in saying, you know what, let's just take the picks, and maybe we can package those for something later on?
No, they have the room for an offer sheet, you know, definitely. I mean, if that's what comes their way. So, yeah, I think they can handle it that way. Or if they really, you know, want to, you know, depending on what that offer sheet winds up, if they really want to, you know, get into, you know, well, we can get a first and a third. Or if the contract's higher, we can get a first, second, and third. And then you can trade those picks if you want to get other assets. So there's a number of ways they could go with that. I probably would match it. And then at least teams that trade for Byram would know exactly what the contract is going to be and, you know, move on from there. So it's just, you know, we'll find out from, you know, how much Kevin Adams wants to share when we talk to him in just a little bit.
All right, and Kevin Adams speaking to the media in just a little while. Paul, just update us a little bit and everybody out there about what's going on at Harbor Center Development Camp today. Tomorrow's the scrimmage and what they can expect if they go down there.
Yeah, it's just practice what you'll see today. Tomorrow is the 3-on-3 tournament, which usually a lot of fun, and you get to see a lot of like freelance hockey when it's only 3-on-3, and the players kind of take it seriously. They want to win the tournament. They get a trophy, and they get to take the picture at center ice and have fun with it. and they do. So it does get competitive too. You know, they want to win the tournament also. And I remember the year they had, you know, the two goaltenders. Portillo was here going up against Levi, and you know, they made it to the finals, and Portillo actually wound up winning that particular one. If you recall, that was he didn't have his equipment. His equipment didn't make it from home, so he was using borrowed equipment, I think stuff that Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen had worn before, and still, you know, won the tournament. So it's a fun time for that 3-on-3 on Thursday.
All right, Paul, we'll let you go. I know you got to get ready for Kevin Adams coming up here, and we'll hear from him in a little while. If anything really substantive comes out of that, we'll make sure we get you on here to talk about it. Thanks a lot, buddy.
No problem. Take care, and you guys will have that about a minute after it's over.
You got it. We'll turn it right around for everybody in the meantime. Thanks a lot. That's Paul Hamilton. We do have Daryl Reuter scheduled for us from The Fan in Cleveland at 11 a.m. Paul is going to be in the scrum with Kevin Adams, so we'll figure out where we want to kind of play all that for you, but we'll keep you updated on what was said, but we'll play the whole audio for you during the show at some point. It might be after Daryl Reuter at 11 a.m. Want to get with Daryl on what happened in Cleveland yesterday with their governor, the governor of Ohio, signing a bill that allows $600 million of public funding for a brand new Cleveland Browns stadium. So it is happening in Cleveland, apparently, but we'll get the full details from Daryl coming up at Cleveland, and what that means. And it looks, by the way, that it looks beautiful, but it also looks like not a football stadium. So we'll talk with Daryl about that. Looks like a convention center they put a field in, is what it looks like in Cleveland. I'm not saying it looks bad. It looks beautiful, but it doesn't look like a traditional type of football stadium. Then again, I guess, you know, Minnesota didn't either, and that turned out to be absolutely fabulous, right? You go down in Orchard Park, that thing, you can tell that's a stadium. That's a football stadium going in right there. But not the case in Cleveland. $600 million in public funding they're going to have for their brand new stadium. He's on top of that. Plus what's going on with the Browns and their quarterback situation and more in Cleveland. Daryl Reuter at 11 a.m. Kevin Adams meeting with the media coming up here shortly. Paul Hamilton is down at Harbor Center. It is development camp. I love going down to development camp. Haven't been down this year. Thinking of going down there tomorrow. Maybe I'll do the show from down there tomorrow, Joe. Maybe I'll just go down there tomorrow, do the show, and we'll talk. We'll see. And then they have the 3-on-3 scrimmage going on.
Yeah, you know? You got to love development camp. It's always nice to be sitting by the arena watching it, you know, free admission.
Yeah, and it's the time of year. Kids are off. Every year I've taken Max down there. And what's really cool, I got to tell you, I've taken him down there each of the last, like, probably 3-4 years, I guess. And afterwards, the players, for the most part, they're really good about coming out and signing for the kids and all that, you know. So he actually has a jersey that we started a few years ago where we had some guys sign, and that was Owen Power's year. Owen Power and Jack Quinn were there, and it was like, wow, you got on this jersey. And then the next year, oh, just add on. So now he's got a jersey. It's actually one of those Heritage Classic. You know the Heritage Classic the Sabres played in against Toronto several years ago? Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
It's that jersey. And now it's kind of filled on the back with just autographs from prospects, which is pretty cool, actually. You know what I mean? So you can't wear the jersey now because it's got all the autographs on it. But that's what it is. So it's pretty cool. So they've been very good about doing that. Yeah, we had a lot of moves going on in the NHL yesterday that involved the Sabres once again. And here we are. And I'm sitting here reading on social and, you know, people around that cover the team, talk about the team, content creators, fans. It just kind of feels like a deja vu, right? Not that we expected anything major necessarily this offseason, like to sign this big player. There are pipe dreams all the time for people. Mitch Marner was one of them. I mean, yeah, even I got caught up in, ooh, could they get Mitch Marner? Could you convince him to come to Buffalo? But in the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, it's not happening. And it didn't happen, obviously. He goes to Vegas. That's a sign and trade. Signs an 8-year, $96 million deal with the Vegas Knights, right? Then you have the Nikolaj Ehlers situation, which is still out there. Could the Sabres take a whole bunch of money and say, come to Buffalo to play? And maybe, but then I read one of the, who was it? Maybe Elliot Friedman. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth. Somebody said he might want to play in a warmer climate, you know, not meaning like not Buffalo, just meaning like his next stop, somewhere warmer, somewhere that he wants to, you know, contender. Of course, right? Everybody does. Warmer and contender. I guess that would be on a lot of these guys' lists. I'm not really sure. But, you know, money can really kind of change your thoughts on a lot of things. But is that something that you think the Sabres could be in? And then you have the Bo Byram situation. That's the one It's kind of the one card, the one piece that you hold up and say, you know what? Like, that's maybe our ticket here to do something a little bit more substantive. There you go. Maybe that's the one piece that you might be able to do that with. And I'm not sure. I think that you could probably get a pretty nice, you know, deal for Bo Byram for teams that are looking for a player like him. He is not a bad hockey player, right? I think at this point, the question for the Sabres is, you know, can they get somebody that can fit in their top six? Maybe. And if not, what does that look like going forward? Do you hold out? Because you can't, I don't think you want to trade him for something that's completely undervalued for a player that can still help you. A player that when he was with Dahlin last year, he was pretty good, actually. And I know he doesn't play on the power play. That's Dahlin in power. But this is not a bad hockey player. This is a good hockey player. It's someone that I think lots of teams in the NHL would like. But you also don't want to undersell him. I think it's a tough situation dealing with that where you want to make the deal, get something to help you, but are you really getting something to help you? And then you have the offer sheet situation, which is, okay, if a team says, well, you know what? We're not going to trade you anything, but we're just going to offer sheet him anyway. Now the Sabres would have a choice. Do they match the offer sheet and pay him whatever that money's going to be? Or, and say, like, you know what? It's a bit of an overpay, but he's a pretty good player and he can help us. Or, and they have the money, as Paul said, or do they say, you know what? You can have him and we'll take the picks. I'm not interested in picks. I'm just not. However, when you're talking really high draft picks and first round picks and future firsts and a first and a third or whatever the compensation is on what the based on the offer sheet, maybe then you take those picks or one of those picks and you try to spin it for another trade for something else. But when do you do that? Do you do it now? During this offseason? Is that even possible? Everything's kind of used up now. Like these are, yes, trades still happen. The Ryan McLeod trade happened, as I said, last year. I think on July 5th last year, if I remember right. Like it was just almost a year ago now. But there's not a lot out there still to do. So I think you're kind of caught in a tough situation and already in an already bigger picture tough situation if you're Kevin Adams here and the Buffalo Sabres. Jeremy and Joe were talking this morning. You know, what if you sign Bo Byram, re-sign him, or you trade for somebody that and you sign that person's got a deal that would be what Bo Byram's going to command, kind of similar, you're actually getting pretty close to the cap. Like, for a team that doesn't spend to the cap, hasn't spent to the cap, like, they're getting closer and closer, and one deal like that is going to get them there. And nobody can then say they don't spend to the cap, or you could say it, but it's going to be really a lot closer, and they'll be kind of in line with a lot of other teams. But how good is the team? Like, how good is the roster at that point? And that becomes the question as well. A lot on the table today. Paul Hamilton's going to be in the scrum with Kevin Adams. We'll have that sound turned around for you here as soon as we can and when we can. And we're also going to have Daryl Ryder from The Fan in Cleveland join us at 11 a.m. Sal Capaccio with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR. Stay with me right here. We'll come back. And if we hear anything from Kevin Adams in the meantime, anything that's noteworthy, we'll pass that along to you. We'll get a little bit more into the Sabres roster. I kind of want to break it down a little bit and kind of decide, you know, what they need to do. And maybe some under the radar type of moves that they could still make here that we'll see what could possibly happen and how this roster could shape up. Your calls as well. 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I mean, obviously, the winning regimen they've put up through the last 5 years of really since they've been in the league. Got such a competitive team every year, got such good players here. The living arrangements, from talking to Patch Reddy and Revo just through the last couple weeks, it seemed like everything was a pretty good fit for my wife and I and our new son. And the winning aspect of this team really helped in everything as well, and the great players they have here. So luckily enough, it all worked out, and this is where we wanted to be.
That is Mitch Marner, signed a 8-year, $96 million deal, I believe I read. I want to make sure here, Vegas. By the way, projected cap space for Vegas, I'm looking at Puckpedia, they're over the cap by $7.6 million right now. That's what it says. They're over the cap by 7.6. That's projected cap space. Honestly, like, if this is the NFL, I could tell you exactly how that works when you're over the right now, but I can't for the NHL because I'm not totally like in tune with those rules, but it feels like you shouldn't be able to operate if you're over the cap. Maybe they're not right now. It's projected. So I guess it's like counting their RFAs, I guess, is where you'd kind of land on that. Mitch Marner, $12 million a year. I mean, we'd be okay, right, Joe? If you found out that the Sabres had made that deal for Marner, like, oh, well, you know what? He just wants to be paid $12 million. Guess what? Sabres want to give it to him. Bam. I want to go to Buffalo. I want to hang out with Josh Allen. I'm a Bills fan. Bam. Sabres give him $12 million. We'd be cool with that, right?
I'd be more than okay with that. Mitch Marner on the Sabres, I think that'd turn a lot of things around. But
I don't care. $12 million. So what? If someone says he's not worth $12 million, I don't care. So what? What's he worth? $10 million? Great.
Right. With their current situation, it's time to overpay for a big guy, I think, a big name. That's where we're at.
By the way, I'm looking at Vegas's page, by the way. Eichel's got 1 year left at $10 million.
Yes.
Is that interesting?
It's interesting because I think...
I'm not saying from a Sabres standpoint. I'm just saying from a Jack Eichel standpoint.
Yeah, you can look at it from two ways for Vegas. Marner might be an incentive to keep him there, that tandem mm-hmm. up there, right? But also it could be, oh, we've got, you know, we're going to get another superstar in the door. So when you do inevitably leave, we're not left with nothing. So there's a couple ways I think you can look at that. It's pretty interesting, though.
Where is Jack Eichel playing in 26-27?
I think in Vegas still. I think after they go on a big run with Marner this season, I think he's going to stay.
Probably right. But you know it's out there, like the Boston thing, right? And the Rangers have always coveted Eichel.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't count Boston out from landing him.
No.
Because I don't think they're going to be that great this year, so they might try and start rebuilding a touch in my mind. So that would be a good piece to move in there.
All right, let's go. Let me get to some posts here from you. Getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Richard says, from my talk earlier about Bo Byram and if they match the offer sheet, and that maybe, you know, you get a couple things on this. Let's just say the Sabres let him go, I should say. There's an offer sheet and they let him go and they get the compensation. First of all, before I get to his tweet, want to thank Josh, who tweeted in and said, you can't trade the player if you match an offer sheet for 1 year. And that's right. I believe that is right. And I'd forgotten that rule, but that's right. So, but okay, fine. Maybe next year you do it and you still have the, you know, you still have Bo Byram for a year, whatever. But you're right. It kind of takes away what you're trying to accomplish this year. So I totally get it. On that note, Darth tweets in, Darth Richard says, yeah, well, Sal, the number nine, like it was so coveted. It wasn't. And that was my point. Like you couldn't get a lot for number nine. But if you do get a couple, of picks, if you have two picks in the first round, I think that changes the equation a bit. But my point is, I don't want the picks. I don't think that's the case. But do the Sabres feel you might as well just do that instead of paying Bo Byram? I guess that's the point I was trying to make. So thank you. Yes. I'm not telling you, Richard, that I think the Sabres should just, take the compensation from an offer sheet and spin it because you're getting something great. My point is, it's a tough situation because you're not going to probably do that. However, a couple of picks in the first round could help you, including one that might be higher, who knows. And that would be in lieu of paying Bo Byram if you don't want to do that. Or you're paying him to be on your team, which is not bad. He's not a bad player. But, you know, what does that look like going forward? It's not a great situation here, talking about all this. 803-0550 is the number to call. Okay, so I went to the Sabres Puckpedia page. So Puckpedia is really good, by the way. Puckpedia.com. This had replaced the Cap Friendly page, essentially. Didn't replace it. It was always existed. But Cap Friendly was your place to go for all of the NHL contract stuff. And then the Washington Capitals like bought the site from the person running it. So, okay. But now Puckpedia does a really good job. And I think they have pretty much everything you need here. They do for me, I'll tell you that. It is interesting looking at the Sabres. Now, I don't know. I have to go and look at every team to see like where most teams fall with this, to be honest with you, Joe. But I mean, so maybe they're not unique. The Sabres only have two forwards. Actually, three now that they signed Kozak, but I'm going to say two. Two forwards under contract beyond 2 years from now. That's it.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I don't really, that's a little concerning for
me. Wait, three forwards. I would say three forwards. They have Norris, Thompson, and McLeod. That's it, because they signed McLeod. Sorry, I have to add McLeod in there. They signed Norris, Thompson, and McLeod. The point I'm making is this, though. Every other forward on the Sabres, Zucker, Tuck, Greenway, Quinn, Danforth, Krebs, Malenstein, Benson, Doan, Kulik, all of them, their contract expires either now or when looking for, you know, what they're doing, or after next season.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't even know how to look at this because in my mind, there's one more shot, right, for the current regime in the front of it all. And then you are kind of looking at these guys moving on to different franchises and maybe trying to move them on the last year of their contract. So it's kind of a do or die moment in my mind, but it's unsettling to hear names like that, like especially at the top, like Tuck, somebody who's from Syracuse, grew up a Sabres fan. it's a little unsettling to hear that they haven't quite gotten anything done with him yet. And his name was kind of mentioned here and there, but you hope they get him on an extension and maybe a couple others. So they have more depth going forward, I should say.
So, by the way, congratulations to our Zach Jones. He has signed a deal with the Sabres. I'm kidding, but in, same name. This one has no H in it. Our Zach Jones has an H in his name. This is Z-A-C. That was yesterday. They announced some guys with some two-way deals. Zach Jones now in the fold with the Sabres. Don't expect really much for him to be maybe playing in the NHL or whatever. Either way, if you look at the Sabres forwards, just thinking forwards now, look at their depth chart and how you want to look at this. They still have, a gaping hole in their top six because now everybody kind of has to move up a little bit. So right now, I guess if you take it Puckpedia, what they're saying, and I'm looking at our Brian Mazurowski from WBEN. He tweeted this yesterday, or this morning, I should say, and this is a screenshot of it, so I'm looking at it right now. As of right now, it's Norris with Thompson and Benson on the top line, McLeod with Tuck and Zucker. That's your top six. I actually don't mind the third line, Kulik, Greenway, and Quinn. I don't think that's a bad third line. What do you think?
I'm in agreement with you on that. I don't think that's the worst you can do by any means.
Then you get to your fourth line, Krebs, Doan, and Malenstein right now. I don't know what Josh Doan's going to be. I mean, they trade for this kid, and sure, that's nice, you know, piece to come back with Kesselring, but I don't know what he's going to be. Is he even, you know, an NHL player right now, full-time? Malenstein. I mean, if there's a guy out, what do I need with Malenstein? I'm not looking for that particular group. Who cares? If I replace Beck Malenstein with somebody like him, what's the big deal? What I need is for someone to push Benson down and Zucker down maybe, and whatever. You can play with guys. I mean, Zucker had a nice year last year. He's a veteran. But I still need more in my top six right now. And I think that's where the Bo Byram situation comes in. Like, what are you really doing if you don't help your top six at this point? After, like, this top six looks a lot different if J.J. Paterka is still here. Because now everybody pushes down a little bit. So that's what I'm looking, and that's what I need.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And they haven't replaced Paterka yet. And I think that's the big thing that's standing out to people right now at this point, free agency. So if they do that, you immediately are in a better spot. But they have to do that.
The other part of this is, and by the way, what if it's, I've seen this floated around. What if it's, okay, Byram plus someone from that grouping that, you know, I just talked about? Is this Benson involved, right? This is a young player you like. He's under cost control for a while. Like, now you're dealing with, okay, we still have to replace him. I'm not saying he's, like, replacing JJ necessarily, but you still got to replace him, right? Like, whatever's going out, you still have this hole, and if you're going to create another hole, you have to fill that as well. But when I hear about these deals that could be out there for Bo Byram, I don't know. That's nice, but just give me someone to put in my top six, however that's got to look. But if I'm taking out of my top six, at least if it's somebody that I'm fine with replacing him there, because right now you have to, that's fine with pushing guys down. There was a point I was going to make here about it. Oh, yeah, here. The other point I'll make about is this. I can't be confident enough, and I'm sure most of you can't be confident enough, in Joshua Norris staying healthy. But if Joshua Norris stays healthy, that could really change the equation for this team. I mean, he could be a guy that could really help this team and help everybody else around him and what's underneath him, as far as lines ago. I mean, he scored 35 goals just a few years ago. He had 20 goals in 53 games last year with Ottawa. 21 total in 56 because he came to the Sabres for three games and got hurt. But he hasn't played more than 56 games in 3-4 years and no more than 66 ever in an NHL career that's lasted 6 years so far. He's a very, very talented player. He is your number one center when everything is in line and healthy. I just can't be confident that that's going to happen. But if he is, I think it does change how this team could look and shape itself as you go forward. Let's go to Mike, who's in his car right now, so I'll get him on now. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. you know, I guess the frustrating thing to me is we went into the off season saying we needed to add to our top six. Instead, we lose a top six, and now we're talking about trying to get back to where we were last year when we still needed to add to our top six. I was hoping the offseason comes and we package Byram Quinn and a prospect and keep Paterka and add to our top six and get better. What we're talking about now, if we try to get somebody in our top six who's better than Paterka or as good as Paterka, we're no better than we were last year in our top six. All we've done is improved our defense a little. We haven't done anything really in terms of our goaltending. And it's just another year of the same old thing. It's you've got a GM that should have had an assistant GM who's a veteran come in 5 years ago when he was brand new to teach him the reins, to learn the game, to all the things. Now you bring him in 5 years later, which is bass backwards. This whole franchise, everything that's happened in the last 14 years has been just a crap show. And it's so frustrating as a fan. I mean, I've been watching the Sabres since 1970. I mean, I'm an old guy. And it, just to watch it happen time and time again and to have this GM talk down to the media the way he has and act like he's of some type of a veteran in winning in this league is so frustrating. That's all I got to say.
I hear your frustration, Mike. I get it, buddy. I do. I'm right there with you. You know, we get a lot of calls from people, whether it's this show, Sabres Live, One Bills Live gets a lot of these types of calls where a fan will say, I've been with this team since 19, whatever. And that's Bills and Sabres. I've been a fan since then. And I don't know. I think people feel sometimes the need to qualify that to tell you how passionate they are. And you're not wrong, Mike, for saying it. I'm not criticizing you for doing that. Because I think people always want you to know, I've been through the thick and thin, and this is as bad as it's ever been for me, as much as the thin has been bad in the past, right? And I get it. I'm right there with you. As far as improving the top six, you could make an argument like, yeah, I've been sitting here for the last 20 minutes telling you they haven't gotten better in their top six. They have this huge hole because of J.J. Paterka. I mean, but we also know J.J. Paterka has some deficiencies on the defensive end. I still believe he's an ascending player who can fix those, and he's still developing. So I don't want to just dismiss. And I was sitting here last week going, hey, like, this is a guy that still could be much better in his own end than he is now. He's young. But you could make an argument that you could be better in your top six, depending on some moves based on that. This is not a team that struggles to score goals. They did on the power play last year, which is an issue in itself. But they're not a team that struggles to score goals. They're good 5-on-5. JJ was one of the better 5-on-5 guys. So I'm not going to dismiss entirely they can't get better in their top six based on what happens. That's got to start with a Bo Byram deal, I think, that can, you know, make something like that happen. But we'll see what Kevin Adams has to say about that today. He's meeting with the media down at Harbor Center. Our Paul Hamilton is there. We'll have that sound for you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Daryl Reuter from Cleveland is going to join me at the top of the hour. So we'll take a little detour here, talk a little football, Cleveland, what's going on with their quarterback situation. And a big reason I wanted Daryl on, he's been all over this stadium stuff in Cleveland. They finally have it all kind of finalized and realized, and they're getting a new football stadium in Cleveland. We'll talk about that as well with Daryl Reuter of The Fan at 11 a.m. In the meantime, more of your phone calls, 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're back, and we're going to go right back because I want to make sure we get to Kevin Adams when we can. And before that, I want to get to Daryl Reuter. I don't believe Kevin's talking yet. I haven't seen anything. Here's the deal, folks. Scrums are a little bit tough to carry live, so we're going to carry him later when he's done. So when he's done, we'll get that sound turned around. Paul, send it right back to us, and we'll carry it. Just because of technology, things going wrong, things like that, we want to be sure of. When they're at the podium, it's a little bit different. Just a little behind-the-scenes stuff. That's why we're not carrying it live, but we will carry Kevin Adams for you ASAP as soon as we can. In the meantime, Daryl Reuter from The Fan in Cleveland joins me after this time out on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.